All right, let's see. Let's see the thing I want to see the bottom tice. It's just I want you to focus on the Gemara. The flow of the Gemara could be confusing if you don't concentrate on it. The Gemara here in this Amid was trying to show that the pasuk is extra. That Fafnuyeh, that there's an extra pasuk. In the middle of the Amid, when the Gemara says, Imkein lishtai kramineh, v'teisi shat nishat nizmahalah. At that point in the Gemara is finished with Afnuyeh, at least for this Amid. So that when you come to V'tonet Dver Bishmael, there are a few of them on this Amid, but when you come to, there are three, when it says, lishtai kramineh, v'teisi shat nishat nizmahalah, period. That's a teretz, not a kasha. Usually the Gemara says, Taisi this, so it's usually a kasha. Here it's a teretz. The since you can learn it from halah, so it's extra, so it's not shver, so everything is good. Right? Because that's what we want. We want it to be lafnuyeh, it should be extra. And if it's extra, we darshan it that from here we learn the whole din of asei dechalai sasei. Now, v'tonet dvei Rabbi Shmuel, tamil chas rachmana tzero pishtin, halah v'achi klein v'tzitzav mina asa rachmana. Now that itself is the limud that we know asei doichalai sasei from tzemer upishn. So Gemara is a new kasha vaksiv asal and tzitzis akafei v'gdeim. So from here and on, it's like a new piece of Gemara. Till here, we're trying to prove afnuyeh. Now the Gemara says halav hachiklaim tzitzis amidas rachmana vaksiv asal and tzitzis akafei v'gdeim. The tonet dvei bishmal. We have a third tonet dvei bishmal called v'gadim tzemer upishn. V'am rachmana avelai tcheles. B'tchelas imrahu, my tchelas imrahu, midishesh kista tchelas imrahu. So why do I need another limud? Itzroch sakta hamikah derava. Derava rabbi ksiv haknaf min haknaf. Min knaf. That Rava says from haknaf we learn out that the strings can be made from the min of the knaf, of the beged. V'ksit tzemro pishtim, which means that the strings are made from tzemro pishtim. Okay, tzad. Tzemro pishtim paishim b'minam eshalai b'minam. Now we paskin like Rava, even though you'll never see nowadays any tzitzis strings unless it's wool. Today all our strings are wool, but the din, the ikar ha'alochi is like Rava. If you have a cotton baguette, you can make cotton strings or wool strings. Wool strings part to everything, and min haknaf also partus if it's made from the min of the knaf. But a tarif ve'er bishmael less like the Rava. So the Gemara Yitzchok, Saitech Hamir Kidyuka Derav Aknaf Min Aknaf. Lachi Yom Rachmana Ovid Leitzemer Leitzemer Upishn Lepishtim. Lachi Ovid Leitzemer Leitzemer Tzavei. I would think to Darshan Min Haknaf L'chumra that you need Tzemer Upishtim, the one that's Min Haknaf, and you only get Tcheles if it's a Beged Tzemer. Ovid Tzemer Upishn Pishn Leitzemer Loi. I would think you can put strings of Tzemer on Beged of Pishtan or the reverse. Kasa Rachmana Tzemer Upishtim that fill Tzemer Upishtim Pishn Leitzemer. So that's the end of the Yomid. The limud that afilu tzemer lepishtin upishtin letzemer, and that's good. The bottom taisus. Now, first of all, there are two chidushim in taisus. One that taisus is coming to teach, and one that we see derech agav. Now, what we see derech agav from taisus is to answer how many strings of tcheles do you put on tzitzis. We used to sing eight strings of lavan. It's four strings folded over. We call it eight. Eight strings of lavan. When there is tcheles, how many strings of tcheles do you put on? So Taisvis doesn't say it as a chiddush. Taisvis lashon is the bottom Taisvis. I feel it's happening on tzemer. Nira dafilu shnei chutim lavan shal tzemer shari v'pisht. Taisvis says how many white strings are there? Two. Taisus says two, it means four, it means two doubled over. So of the four strings, Shitas Taisus is that you have Shtei Chutim of Lavan and Shtei Chutim of Tcheles. So that the four strings doubled over are half and half. Half white, half Tcheles. This is Shitas Taisus. The Rambam holds the opposite extreme. The Rambam Shita is that only one of the eight strings is tcheles. In other words, only half of one of the four is tcheles. How do you do that? You, I guess, hold the string and dip half of it into the tcheles when it's dying, and then pull it out. You're going to end up, like the Rambam, with one out of eight being made out of tcheles, and that one of the eight that you make out of tcheles, like the Rambam, is the one that you use to wind around the tzitzis. You use the one of the eight, and that's the part that's most visible. The Ravid is an image of Shita. The Ravid is masig on the Rambam, and he holds that two out of eight are tcheles, not one out of eight. The Ravid holds one out of four, two out of eight, is that way. Now the question is where the Rambam got such a strange Shita that it should be one out of eight. It's a funny thing that in the Gemara you would think it's a Beferish Gemara, how many strings should be Tchelas? But there's no Gemara, because if we would have Tchelas Bismanazan, everyone would see it. So you don't have to have a Gemara to tell you exactly how many there are. The Rambam, the Mefarshei Rambam say the Rambam got it from the language of Chazal, who always use the Lashon Chut Shel Tchelas. The Chazal always talk about Chut Shel Tchelas. It says Rashi by Avraham Avinu, when Avraham Avinu didn't want to take from Melech Sadaim the booty from the war, in Mechut Vatzarech Na'al. So Rashi says, B'schar Zeh, the Avraham's children were Zeichet to Chut Shel Tchelas. So the language that's always used of Chut is Mashva, that it's one, and that the Rambam understands to mean one out of eight. Now it's not really such a strong raya, because that same Rashi says lechut v'atzreich now is also about lechut shel tcheles v'ritzua shel tefillin. Tefillin yatu ritzuis the shel rashi shel yad. It says ritzua shel tefillin. So I don't know. You can't prove things from such divrei Chazal, but the mashmois that the Rambam had was that it's one from that. So now the question is what to do. If you hold that you know what the Tcheles is today, we had three versions of the Tcheles over the last 100 years, so how many strings should you use? So first of all, there's a Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah paskins like Tosfos. Mishnah Berurah is in Siman Tes, Sivkot Zayin, again later in Sivkot Yadalid. The Mishnah Berurah, even though he didn't have Tcheles, but in his language, the Mishnah Berurah talks about two strings. So that should be a hachra really for most of us. And besides, generally Ashkenazim paskin like the Tais, the Bali Taisis, and the Sfaradim paskin like the Rambam. The big question is there any downside to doing it like the Rambam, like Taisis? If you hold like the Rambam, is there any downside to doing like Taisis? In other words, let's say I want to be Machma, I want to get to Kalashitas. So I'm wearing eight strings. So I can either make one, or two, or four. So I want to be to Kalashitas. Do I lose anything? If I do like the Rambam, I do one out of eight, then I'm like Tisus is no good. Tcheles has to have four. But if I do the reverse, let's say I do like Tisus, do I lose anything like the Rambam Shita? Well, we're not talking yet about Kalayim. We're talking about Kalayim later. I'm talking now about a woolen bag and a woolen strings. Right? Let's say Bizman Hazeh. Talking about this Machlaikis. It's one or two or four. So this, it's a little hard to know because we don't have clear Makairis in the Shaila. Like someone asked on Friday, what do you lose by making Tcheles? If it's not Tcheles, so it's not so terrible. So it's a blue strings. Yeah, it's a blue strings. It's true. So is there any downside to making four out of tcheles? So I'll tell you where this discussion, now this is a heavy discussion, just like there are kuntrasim on if today's tcheles is tcheles. A lot has been written about what to do with the machlekes, the Rambam and Tosfos. It seems the Ravid, generally in halacha, we pass the Rambam against the Ravid. So the Ravid sheet is generally not assumed to be the halacha. So you end up with a choice of the Rambam or Tosfos in the circles where they wear tcheles. Some do this way, some do that way. So If you do like the Rambam, like Taisus Sinai Yet, it's Pashit. You're not Chelos. If you do the other way, what's it in? In other words, what happens if you make too much white into Tchelos? So I'll tell you what it depends on. If you try to follow, there's a Mishnah in Menachos, in Perak HaTchelos. It's the first Mishnah in the third Perak of Menachos. The Mishnah's words are, HaTchelos Einoi Ma'akiv Es HaLavan, VeHaLavan Einoi Ma'akiv Es HaTchelos. Meaning, the mitzvah of Tchelos is not ma'akiv on the mitzvah of Lavan. That means that bizman hazeh, we only have Lavan, we have no Tchelos. It's not ma'akiv. You might think it's ma'akiv. Let's say tefillin. You have four parashas. If you only have three, it's not tefillin. It's garnished. So you might think the same thing with tzitzis. If you don't have Tchelos, it's garnished. So the Mishnah says no. If you don't have Tchelos, Tchelos ain't a ma'akiv as a Lavan. The mitzvah of tchelas and the mitzvah of lavan, not ma'akiv on the other. No tchelas, do mitzvah of lavan. So that part is easy, the first part of the mission. Tchelas ain't a ma'akiv is a lavan, that's us nowadays. Now, v'halavan ain't a ma'akiv is a tchelas. What does that mean? Sounds like if I have no white strings, I'm stuck somewhere, all I have is tchelas strings. So I'm asking a shayla. Should I put just tchelas strings on my tzitzis? And I'll have no lavan, the reverse of nowadays. Nowadays we have lavan without tchelos. Why is someone stuck somewhere, all he has is tchelos? Could he put four strings of tchelos? So what does the Mishnah say? Had tchelos ain't a ma'akiv es halavan. You could put off all strings of tchelos. You're missing the mitzvah of lavan, but tchelos is not ma'akiv the mitzvah of lavan. That's the way we would teach the Mishnah. Just like lavan, tchelos ain't a ma'akiv lavan. If you have no tchelos, you still makayim lavan. Lavan ain't a makayim is not tchelos. If you don't have any lavan, you still makayim the mitzvah of tchelos. If that's taich in the Mishnah, which sounds like the right taich, then it's saying that if you have only tchelos, you're not makayim the mitzvah of lavan. We're saying that it's not ma'akiv one the other. Just like if you only have white, you can be makayim mitzvah lavan without mitzvah tchelos. So too, if you only have tchelos, you can make mitzvah tchelos without mitzvah lavan. Sounds like if you only have tchelos strings, you're not mekayim the mitzvah lavan. You can't say, "Well, I'm mekayim lavan anyway, so out of it's blue." No, two things: tchelos and lavan. If you have no lavan, it's not makiv on the tchelos. You can still do mitzvah tchelos, but you're missing mitzvah lavan. You're wearing. Well, what does it mean the other way? Lavan ain't a ma'akiv tchelos means. Well, what did it mean in the ratio? When it said if you have no tchelos, you became lavan, how many strings of lavan? You may be right. This is machlek sushayim there in Ibn Achis. If you learn the way Rashi learns, you know, if no tchelos, you need eight strings of white. That's what we do. We have eight strings of white, and it's ma'akiv, right? If we have six strings of white, then we would wear it. If you learn that way, the way Rashi learns the Mishnah, then what I said is a good raya. Then the Mishnah is saying, if you have no tchelos, put on only lavan, and you have one mitzvah, not the other. The reverse, if you have no lavan, put on only tchelos, and you have one mitzvah without the other, which means that you have the mitzvah of tchelos, you're missing the mitzvah of lavan. Sounds like lavan is supposed to be dafka, non-tchelos. So you have a bag. If you have a green baguette, the Rambam says you can put on green strings. So he's saying if you have a tchelos baguette, you call it tchelos. So you want to put on all strings of tchelos. The Rambam said that it could be the same color. I don't know if that includes tchelos. It's just you could color it blue. I don't know. Maybe you're right. But what, the raya though from the language of the Mishnah though still sounds. You're sort of shortcutting it. You're saying it could be the same color as the color.
Not only do you have
it's sounds like if you make it, if you be a different color, you mekayim lavan. I have no problem if it's any other color. My only problem is if it's tcheles, which is a non-lavan item. It's a tcheles item and a lavan item. So that's my shayla. So, all right, this is, you know, a chiyah by Mashiach. We'll know how to put it off. So here's the other way. Nowadays, we have no tcheles. Why bother 8 strings of lavan? Let's just do 4 strings of lavan. Or 6 strings. Or 7. No, we do 7. But so I don't know, Rashi, the way Rashi understands, it's a din you have to have 8 strings. And there's a din that 4 of them should be tcheles. But you need the 8 no matter what. I think Tosis and Menachos is mesupik. If why do the other
side?
Mekayimus is lavan. No, in other words, the tzura of tzitzis is to have the 8 strings. And there's a halacha that the 4 of them should be colored tcheles and 4 of them should be colored white. But
the extra strings are mekayimus. The cushion is even tcheles and everything else is just there. They have to have the strings.
No, it's like in the Beis Hamikdash, you have to have a golden menorah. If you have no gold, so you make a copper menorah, right? After the Nes Chanukah, they made a tin menorah. So, if you don't have copper, you don't have copper. The Torah says you need a menorah. It's supposed to be gold. You're missing the mitzvah of gold, so you make it non-gold. You have to have 8 strings. The mitzvah of tchelas. See, it depends on the tzura of tzitzis. Is the tzura of tzitzis 8 strings? Is a halacha 4 have to be tchelas? Or is tchelas the tzura of it? I think Rashi Menachos says that you have 8 no matter what. Right, but how are you going to prove to me this is a chetchila way to do a mitzvah? You make a menorah out of gold. The question is, if you don't have gold, what do you do? So could you make it without gold? Yes. Here, the 8 strings, so 4 strings of love and you have. The other 4 strings don't have tchelas. So you have to ask yourself, is tchelas ma'akim in the second 4 strings? Well, no, it's a mitzvah to have 8 strings, and it's supposed to, it's a mitzvah, it should be tchelas.
Is it better to turn on and have it be done long, or is it better not to do it
at all? You mean nowadays, why would we have tzitzis
b'chlal? Like, if you do it on a possible item, is it ma'akim in the mitzvah?
Well, this Mishnah is telling you that it's worth wearing it, even though you're being mevatel mitzvah tchelas. I think I mentioned once to Balamor. Balamor holds, seems to hold, we shouldn't be wearing nowadays. It's the first Balamor in that parak. Machlokes the Rabbanan, the Balamor. Sounds like the Balamor says we shouldn't be wearing tzitzis nowadays. We're about from Mrs. Tchelas. Because there's a Rebbe, the Rebbe Beinu HaKadosh, and the Mishnah argues, he says Tchelas is ma'akev esalav. So he holds, why should you put it on and get into a machlokes? But we know on later Reisha that it's not ma'akev, you have no Tchelas, you will love. Now, all right, so this is a Bezundra Machlaikis. Like I said, this is an Agav Machlaikis. Tosis didn't dawn on Tosis, he's telling you a Chiddush. Tosis doesn't write a Chiddush, Nira, you need 2 strings of Tchelas. Tosis, not for Pashtus, that's what Tzitzis are. 2 strings of Tchelas and 2 strings of Lava. There is another Nafkamina. I think you all know that if a string rips on your Tzitzis, it's still kosher. Gardume tzitzis ksherim. If you have remnants of tzitzis, it's kosher. Tosis shita is that you have to have 2 complete strings. In other words, 2 of the 4 have to be whole. Gardume is only the other 2. In other words, if you have tzitzis and they rip, so you don't know which tzitzah from one side and the other side is the same, you have to have 2 whole ones. In order to have 2 whole ones, it means if one rips, you're still okay. If a second rips, you're still okay. If a third rips, you're in trouble. Because if a third one rips, now they may be, of the 4 original strings, 3 of them may be incomplete. We need 2 complete, Tosis Shita is. 2 complete and 2 partial. It's kosher. It has to be made complete. Gardume. If it's leftovers and it rips, Tosis holds it's kosher. The Gemara says, Gardume, it's kosher. Tosis holds, 2 have to be whole and 2 partial. Tosis Shita is that the 2 that's ma'akiv in the lavan have to be whole. Because you only need 2 shehim arba of lavan. So two have to be whole. The other two, which are b'makim, the other the tcheles, so those the gadum mitzvahs is kasher. What? If you know, 4 out of 8, you mean? If you know that the two and the two are the same string, but you can't know once you knot it.
If
you take it apart and see. Or some people, well, if you make it carefully, you still can't know. You see, the problem is if you take it apart, you can't put it back together again, because only gardume, only if it was made bekashrus, then leftovers is kasher. You could theoretically know. If you make a mark on it, make a siman on it, it's possible to know. If you know it's kasher, you need two complete. Okay. You should make it that way. When you make your tzitzis in the first place, you should try to make it the four and the four are the same. So, a little complicated why. By gardume tzitzis, you have to have a kdei aniva remaining, which is about an inch. An inch. When we say leftover strings is kasher, it has to be kdei aniva.
From the bottom to not from
the complete. So, kdei aniva is in each string. So if it rips on one side, you know you have kedei aniva still on that string on the opposite side. If two rip, you still know you have kedei aniva on the second side. So it's still good. But if the two that rip are the same string on the two sides, you may not have kedei aniva. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings a suffix if the knotted area, which doesn't usually rip, counts for kedei aniva. If you're stuck, you could take apart the knots and a chulia and the knots. So you don't need all those knots of chulia. We're going to learn later. Kesher Elyon, as Dairai said, it's too much in one shot, all these things. Okay, we'll go a step at a time. Hopefully we'll cover all of this. We'll get to Hayam and Beis. We'll come back to it. Right now, the number of strings. What? So that's a machlaikis. If you have tcheles, and one of them rips. So I don't know what the halacha is going to be. If you have tcheles, I guess you know which is which. If you have tcheles, right. If one white and one blue rip, I think litosis is possible. Now it's hard to see for the Mishnah Berurah, because Mishnah Berurah doesn't talk about tcheles. But my understanding of litosis is you have to have one of them to be complete. So it would be enough. Well, we have an art tzitzis. You have a knot, a cholya, and another knot. That's all you need, l'kol ashitas. Everything above that is arizal, which is a hider. It's not ma'akiv. I once had in my tzitzis, I noticed the number of cholyas was off. So I was going to take apart and put it back together again. So Rav Palmi asked me, why bother? He said, better learn. So he told me. And if you're watching a ball game, it's time to say, better fix your tzitzis. But he said, better learn. It doesn't matter exactly how many there are. It's the Iker Halacha is the double knot, the chulia, and the double knot. It has to be done the Shema, it's more to do it by day. The rest of it is not. Okay. Okay. Alright, so this is the Agav part of Taisus. It's not what Taisus is coming to teach us. The Iker of Taisus, let's see inside. A fill of Tzemer, Pisha, Pisha, Tzemer, Nirad, a fill of Shnechute, Lovin, Shal Tzemer, Shari, the Pishtim. Taisus says that if you have a linen baged and you're putting on tcheles, what should the other two strings be? The white strings? Chiddush Atzam. Taisus says it could be tzemer. Now that goes against our general understanding that asay is only deichelais asay when you have no choice. What's going on with Taisus? Taisus says that here I have my linen baguette, I put in my strings of tcheles, I'm allowed to put in two strings of wool white, even though I have an eitzah, there I could put linen. Why do I have to stick in wool? So Taisus says it's mutter, kedamer b'mlachis, avagav de'esha b'minai, even though you could do it with linen, kedkamer hasam, migu de tcheles patra lov anami pait. A migu. What kind of migu? This is not a kechatayna type of migu. It's an idea, migu de tcheles patra lov anami paiter. For now, we're not going to be able to figure out the svara of the migu. Whatever the svara is, there's some svara of migu which says that once you put on tcheles, you could put on lovan as well, even though it's wool on a linen bagot. This is
the... Is Rosh Hashanah not each
Okay, good. This is the issue of what Taisus means. And the issue is this issue. When a person has a beged of shatnez, is the idea it's a beged of shatnez? It's not a din like you say of each string individually. It's a din in the beged of shatnez. Who cares if it's got one string of shatnez or two strings? If I have a linen beged and I have wool in it, it's shatnez. 1, 2, 3, 10, doesn't matter how many. It's the same exact shatnez. That's one way to understand shatnez. It's a din in a beged. A beged is a beged shel shatnez. Another way to understand. And that is no. The Torah asks you covering yourself, covering your body, with wool and linen that are together. Then the iser is in the wool with the linen. We have wool and linen together, it's awesome. In other words, if I have 10 strings of wool and a beged of linen, so I'm doing it 10 times. I have 10 strings of wool and a beged of linen. If I had to give a mashal, maybe Rabbi Chana mentions this mashal, you could compare shatnez to treifas in an animal. If an animal has a hole in the lung, it's a treifa. So the whole animal is treif. The feet are treif too. The feet are okay. But the animal is treif, has a hole in the lung. Let's say the animal has two holes in the lung. Has one hole in the lung and one hole in the heart. It's the same treifa. It doesn't change an iota. The treifa, there's no difference. If a chayla has to eat a meat and all he has is treifa meat, there's no difference you take from an animal that has five holes in the lung or one hole in the lung. Exactly the same treifa. So if you compare shatnez to treifa, just like treifa is a din in the animal, shatnez is a din in the beged. Or maybe not. Maybe I would compare shatnez to chaylev that you have in meat. You have to be menaker the chaylev. I have a side of meat. It's got a chaylev in it. Not the whole thing is treif. Only the chaylev. I have to remove the chaylev. Each kazayis the chaylev is one more avera. Is one more iser. If I remove the chaylev, then it's good. A beged also, I have a beged, it's got some shatnez, I have to remove the shatnez, and then it's good. So you could argue, in logic, you could argue either way. I don't think, without rayas, just logically, I don't think logic dictates one way or the other. The question is, what's the tzura of the aveira of shatnez? Is it a din of beged and a shatnez, like an animal that has traces? Or is it a din in the strings of shatnez, that the strings of shatnez are what's awesome? Trying to figure out what the Torah is telling us. The Torah is telling us something. We're not arguing shatnez. We're taking what the Torah says and questioning which way the Torah means. For example, let's say I have a baghead. I have a long baghead, a long robe. And the robe itself is made out of polyester. But along the hem of the robe, there's wool and linen. So I want to leave the wool and linen hanging on the floor. And I want to take the top part of the robe and put it over my knees to keep me warm. I'm going to put just the sharminim on me. I'm not putting the woolen linen. The woolen linen is on a part of the beged that's hanging down on the floor. And I'm putting the rest of the beged on me. Am I allowed to do that? If you learn that it's a din in the beged, it's a beged of shatnez, that's a beged of shatnez. It's awesome. If you learn that it's a din in the wool and the linen. So if the wool and the linen are on the floor, they're not mechanim. I'm just putting the beged on myself. So then I have no problem. What I'm putting on myself is not wool and not linen. This is the question, we're going to come back to Tosfos, but this is the underlying question. The Nidei B'Yehuda is the earliest Achron I'm aware of that's done this Shaila. The Nidei B'Yehuda is in the second volume of Nidei B'Yehuda, Yerideya, Seif Simen, Kuf Pei Vav. And it's brought, the kits are in the Pischei Tshuva, in Yerideya, Simen, Shin Aleph, Sivkot and Gimel. Now, in previous years, I've tried to push you to use the Shulchan Aruch as a mafarish on the Gemara. You sit down and you learn a Gemara, you don't know which Rishon should I learn, the Rashba, the Ritva, or the Rambam. Pull out a Shulchan Aruch and see who the Shulchan Aruch brings. In Yevamis, this wasn't so doable. In the Bavis, you took Achashim Mishpat all the time, you went Shach, and Tzai, and Nesivis all the time. And your Kedushin, it's Zichah that way. Gittin. Here, in Yevamis, it really wasn't that way for the most part. However, when it comes to Dine Shatnez, Dine Tzitzis, Dine Kibbutz, we're going to come to, it is Shayach. And here, we have to try to use the Shulchan Aruch to be Peshit this Shayla, even though it's in the Reb Shmuel, and the Reb Shimon, and the Reb Elchanan. Nevertheless, the Rayas that are discussed are Mistayvev around things that it says in Halacha. So, what I'm going to tell you now is the part of the Leid Behuda which is brought in the Pisrei Tshuva. What we're going to do is try to go through a number of Rayas to try to see the Tutzdadim, how to be patient, the Tutzdadim of the Shaila. Shatnez is din in the whole Begin, or Shatnez is only a din in that string of Tzemer and that string of Pishta. The Leid Behuda brings a machlokes to Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam and the Rosh argue, and this machlokes will come up later as well, in the Taich of Shatnez Dairaisa. What is the Taich of Shatnez Dairaisa? The Rosh Hashita is that it's only Shatnez Dairaisa if the two strings, the wool and linen, cross each other. If you have a string of wool and a string of linen that cross each other, then it's Shatnez. If I'm wearing a jacket and I have wool in the sleeves and I have linen attaching the button to my jacket, that's not Shatnez. Because the jacket itself is made of a different min. The wool is in one pot, the linen is in another pot. Shitas HaRosh is that it's not Shatnez unless the wool and the linen cross each other. It's the only time it's Shatnez, certainly Minatari. It's Drabbana, we have to wait to Hayim and Beis. Okay? Klar? The Rosh holes, they have to cross each other. What? The climate tzitzis is that the wool is, I stick it into a hole in the baguette of Pishta. That's called crossing each other. They touch each other. The wool and linen touch each other. Tkifa achash, they tkifas, we're going to have to see. Tysus on Hamid Bays asks the kash of how tzitzis exactly is Shatnez. We know it is. So here it crosses each other. You're sticking the wool into the hole of the linen bag. The Rosh holds Kula. It's only Shatnez if they touch each other. If I have wool on one side, linen on the other side of a different bag, then it's not Shatnez. The Rambam, though, is Machmir. The Rambam holds that if I have wool and linen, two different parts of the baguette. I have wool on one end of the baguette, linen on the other, and the baguette itself is made out of tzemer gemalim. They talk about, you should know when you learn, when it says tzemer recholim, that's wool of sheep. It says tzemer gemalim, wool from camel here, that's not. There's no shatness on only on tzemer recholim. So, tzemer gemalim is now Shatnez. So I have a baguette of Tzemer Gemalim, wool on one side, linen on the other. Rosh says it's not Shatnez. The Rambam disagrees. And the Rambam holds that it is Shatnez. Zokhidai of Yehuda, according to the Rambam, it's Zichra din in the baguette. Because look at the Yehuda Shita. I have a long baguette, I have a string of wool on one side, a string of linen on the other side, the baguette connects them. The Yehuda says, the whole longest of the Rambam is the Shatnez, is a din in a baguette. The baguette has wool and linen on it. So to the Yehuda, my suffix is only like the Rosh. Like the Rosh, Yesh L'Stapek, he's not patient. Okay, so this is what it says in the Night of Yehuda. Now, Rayas, one way or the other, wherever you look, the entire discussion, I should say the entire discussion, there are other Rayas, But the main marker of this discussion was the din of the beged or not is Yerushalmi. Now, I'm going to tell you the Yerushalmi, the language of the Yerushalmi, even though today the language is not going to put what we're going to talk about today. But if you figure it out yourself, you'll see that the Lashon is important. The Yerushalmi says the following. It says, Lo Yilvashan is, why does it say Lo Yale Alecha? Why do I need another pasuk Lo Yale Alecha? So the Yerushalmi says, Amar Rabbi Yaina, Amar Rabbi Zeira, that it comes to teach you, if you have a long beged, the Lashon is Mitzasa Yesh by Shatnes, or Mitzasa Yein by. A long beged. Part of it has Shatnes, part of it doesn't. Minayin She'asal is Kasais, and the Chelik She'ein by. Come on, Lo Yale Alecha. What are we saying? You have a long beged. Mitzasai yesh by shatnes, mitzasai ein by shatnes. So the Yerushalmi says you're not allowed to cover yourself with any part of the beged. What does it sound like? Sounds like it's a bit of the beged. Certainly what it sounds like. Now this Yerushalmi is brought in the Mechaber, in Simin Shin Aleph, Sif Gimel. Beged Gadol, V'klai Mitzad Echad, the part that Hashatnes is on the ground, the part that's on you is non-Shatnes, you're not allowed to wear it. What's the case? Well, what does it mean? I have a beged. Partly shatnez, partly not shatnez. How do you picture this case? What's the whole beged made of? Well, what's it made of? I can understand it two ways. The easy way out, I'll say the whole thing is made out of a different min. One side has shatnez, one side doesn't. Now, I'll cover yourself with the part that doesn't. Could be this pshat. Could it be that it also means I have a woolen beged? I have a big woolen beged. On one end, I have a string of pishtan. The string of pishtan I leave hanging on the floor. I cover myself only with a tzemer. Could it be it's talking in such a case? Because I'm not wearing the pishtan. So I would think it's mutter. So come on, shalom, it's awesome. I'll tell you what the difference. The difference is, what's Yerushalmi assering, or the Shulchan Aruch? Does it mean it's assering if I have a big woolen beged, I've lit it on one side, I leave the left hanging on the floor, I'm not allowed to cover myself with wool? But maybe if it would be a different min, maybe I'd be allowed to. Or does it mean, no, even if it's a different min, you're not allowed to, because part of the beged has shatnes. Being clear. What? No, I'll tell you why. It's a very big difference. Maybe. Well, why don't we prove it to Yerushalmi that it's a din in the beged? When I push it, Yerushalmi saying it's a din in the beged. My achikira is a din in the beged or a din in the strings. So we're going to say it's a din in the beged. Why? Because it says you're not even allowed to wear the other half of the beged. So I can tell you, maybe not. Maybe it's only a din in the beged, meaning in the strings of tzemer, the strings of pishta. In those strings, it's a din. But if it would be a different min, the manat shatnez, maybe it'd be a different min, then I could put it on myself and leave the woolen linen hanging. It's only the woolen linen that are also loyal alecha no matter what. But the third min, maybe not. Being clear? Not being clear. You're not allowed to wear shatnez. So I'm asking you two dinim. You're not allowed to wear shatnez. Question number one. I'm asking you a question. I have a woolen beged. It's got linen in one spot. Am I allowed to cover myself with the wool? So you're telling me no. That Yerushalmi certainly asks. You're right. Yerushalmi says it's us. Why? So everybody likes to say the whole baguette is tchel, is shabbos, the whole baguette, so you can't cover yourself with part of it. Maybe that's only true if at least I'm covering myself with wool. Wool, which is also touching linen, the wool is shabbos. The wool is shabbos, the linen is shabbos. The basar b'chalav. The basar is treif, the chalav is treif. So the basar I can't eat, the chalav I can't eat. But a third min doesn't become basar b'chalav. If I have a third min on a baguette, the question is, am I allowed to wear it or not? Maybe the Yerushalmi only means to prohibit using the wool part alone or the linen part alone without the other part. That Yerushalmi means to ask it. Because you're wearing a part which is part of the Isser. But I'm not sure if the Yerushalmi means to ask it when I'm wearing a third min. If the part that's covering me is a totally different min. Maybe Yerushalmi doesn't mean to ask for that. Should have the same din as the third min, because tzemer alone. So, but once I have a tzemer which is touching pishtan in one spot, so that whole tzemer now is part of shabbos.
Why? Because it's connected.
Yeah, because it's tzemer that's connected to pishtan.
It's also connected to the third min. The same way.
Right, but the third min doesn't kasher it. The third min doesn't make it better. But lavdafka, if I have, let's say I would have the same thing with milk and meat. Let's say I have a pot, I have milk and meat and vegetables. So if I have to calculate how much issa there is, some of this falls into something. I wonder how much issa. The issa is the basar and the chalav. Not the vegetables.
It wasn't a hull, but if it was all two separate parts of the pot, one part of the pot wasn't a hull, the other part of the pot was a separate hull, and that hull would be counted as
the part of the chalav that's touching the meat is also no matter how big it is, right? It keeps on going. So the part of the tzemer, it touches the pishtan at one tiny spot, but wherever it keeps on going, it could be it's a hemshech of the iser. What I mean to say is this. Go back to the original chakira. Is it iser in the whole baguette? Or is it iser only in the string of tzemer or pishtan? So what I'm saying is the following. You can clear it two cases. You can clear it when you have a tzemer baguette and you have a string of pishtan. Is it iser in the whole baguette? And you can clear it when I have a different min, a cotton baguette. Is it in the shadness? The Yerushalmi maybe could only prove the first clear. When you have a tzemer baguette with pishtan on it. Could Yerushalmi prove if I have a cotton baguette with tzemer pishtan on one end that the whole thing is this? Or maybe not. Yerushalmi just says miktsasa yesh beklayim miktsasa yemba. It doesn't say what it's made of. So it's unclear what the case is. So you want to come and prove to me that the whole baguette is klayim based on this Yerushalmi, mechitesi. Can't prove to me the whole baguette is klayim based on this Yerushalmi. Maybe the Yerushalmi means the smaller chiddush. That when you have a baguette of tzemer and pishtan on one end, the whole thing is awesome. It's also a chiddush, but it's a smaller chiddush. Mechitesi, that it's true in all the cases. Clear?
You have a wool socks and linen shoes. It's the rice, right? And the one without the
arm. This is a major problem we're going to have to come to. How could it be that if you have woolen socks with linen shoes, it's an isadai raisa. It's not shua tevi denois. It's not kifachas. It's not attached. How could it be shamas?
It's considered attached. I think one of the others is considered attached.
And if it's considered attached, sure, let's say it is, so then that's the answer to your question. That's why it's.
If you have something in between the sula, you have another pair of socks on top, but it's also an isadai raisa.
The Rambam, we've been talking about the Rambam and the Rosh, if they have to touch each other or not. Right, according to Rambam, it would be anyway, but according to the Rosh, they have to touch each other. So this suffix is the suffix, in other words, there is a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is a Raya. the question is, what's the Yerushalmi araya to? To what is it araya? Rav Shach and Avi Ezri, he takes the position that it's not a din in the beget. Rav Shach and Avi Ezri, it's Perek Yud, Halach Yud Ches, he says it's not a din in the beget. It's only a din in the strings. The Yerushalmi, like Rav Shach, would be talking only where that string of wool and that string of linen touch each other. So you can't cover yourself with a string of wool which is attached to linen on the other end. It's one big piece of wool. But Sharminim, if you're going to have a cotton beged, Rav Shach's lashon is that it's a davar pashut, that you can't call cotton shatnas. How can you call cotton shatnas? You can call wool shatnas, you can call linen shatnas. You can't call cotton that this is shatnas. No such thing. Cotton can't be shatnas. So Rav Shach is on one end of this thing. Rav Shach nemzon, it's not a din in the beged. It's only a din in wool and linen. It's not the chlal a din in sharminim. Period. That's Rav Shach's assumption on one end of the extreme. Rav Shimon in the Shari Yasher, Rav Shmuel goes with this approach, is the opposite extreme. He says that it's zichur a din in the beged. No question it's a din in the beged. That once you have shatness in a beged, the whole thing is shatness. L'mah adav adayma, he says, if you have a nega, saras, on a beged, the whole beged is saras. You have to burn the whole beged. Not only that, he brings a Rambam. The halacha is there's only negoyim on white begadim. It says there's only a din on white begadim that is a nega. If you have a beged that's only white in one spot, the rest of it is colored, and you have a nega on that one spot, even if that spot is less than gimel al gimel, less than the shear of a beged, it's still tsaras, because the whole beged gets a shame in the negoyim, even though the tsaras is a one tiny spot of white. Still, the whole beged gets a shame nega. Rav Shimon says the same thing is true by negoyim, the same thing is true by shatnas. It's not a proof from shatnas to negoyim. Could be a different dinim. But he's saying that it's the same thing. That just like negoyim is excuse me, is a din in the beged, so too shatnas is a din in the beged. And he names on that way with a shtarkeit. And he says it has to be pshat in the Yerushalmi, that even if the beged's made out of other material, because the language in Yerushalmi is miktsasai yeshbay klayim umiktsasai einbay. What does it mean einbay klayim? Part of it doesn't have. What does it mean it doesn't have? If it has wool, and the wool is touching the pishtan somewhere, that's klayim. Miktsasai einbay means it's cotton. It's a different min. So we have on two extremes. We have Rav Shach Nemzon, it's a din only in the strings of shatnas, and Reb Shimon who Nemzon, it's a din in the beged. It's a din in the beged of that the whole beged has a shame shatnas, which I think is what we're more accustomed to. Reb Elchanan takes sort of a middle ground. Reb Elchanan is in Perek Zayin Ois Dalid, the Kovetz Aris, and Reb Elchanan's position is the following. How do you take a middle ground? He says something like this. He says, it's like, I compared it to Treifus and Chalev, so he finds something else to compare it to. He compares it to Oisei Vestanoi. You're not allowed to shecht a cow and its calf on the same day. So Bachanan says, what happens if you shechted two calves of this cow, and then on the same day afterwards you shecht the cow? You have one Aveira or two Aveiras? What do you have? So Mechanan calls it one Einish, but two Aveiras. You only shechted one mother, but you did two Oisei Vespenois. The Einish is one, the Aveira is two. He says the same thing here. If you have a beggar of shatnas, and it's got two strings or three strings of shatnas in it, It's a din in the baguette, like Rishimon says. But each added string is a new aveira. Each added string is an additional aveira, not a new einish, but a new aveira in the issa. So you see, Rabbi Chana tries to do it both ways. He tries to say it's a din in the baguette, but there's an added issa every string you put in, and Mimela is going to come back to this tesis. Because he wants to answer all the Sherekai. The Pashish and Yerushalmi is a din in the baguette. In Tosis, it's mashma that there's some reason to asa additional strings. So there are, Be'ikur, it sounds like three mahalchim. Now, there are a couple of rayas that we're going to get to Yitz Hashem tomorrow. What I'd like you to do, first of all right, some of the language is not so easy. In the Reb Shimon, Oizvav and Zayin were not that hard. You can look at not the Reb Shimon, the Reb Shmuel, I mean. Oizvav and Zayin are very readable. In the Reb Shimon, in the Shari Yasher, it was also, part of it assumes that you understand other sugyas. I jot down exactly. In the Shari Yasher, I did jot down. In the Shari Yasher, Shar Gimel, Perich Chaf, Dibramasla V'chein Nireh. He talks about the Yerushalmi there. You should try to understand Yerushalmi from there. And he talks about a raya from Bittul, being Mevatul, Tzemer B'Tzemer. That's a little harder. So that I'll explain to you tomorrow. In the Shulchan Aruch, there are also two parts that are brought as rayas. One is in Shin Aleph, Sif Gimel is what I read to you already. One is Sif Yud Gimel, which is possibly a stira, the Prisha asked it as a stira to Sif Gimel. Then, there is another halacha which Rav Shach brings as a raya to him. Shach Tzechet Suda Barabakib in the Rambam, but it's a Shulchan Aruch too. Sif Yud Dalet, the second half of Sif Yud Dalet, also in Shin Aleph. The end of Sif Yud Dalet is the right to Shach. There's nothing on it. It just has a case. There's no Shach, no Taz, no nothing. And he holds it. So he holds it's a right to him. So Yitz Hashem, we're going to try to do this tomorrow. As much as you could, you should take the opportunity to be playing with some of the ideas that we have here. We're going to go with the sidetrack, the next piece of Gemara, to Dine Nazir and Dine Hakafas Hapeyas. See, everything we're going to have is going to be two mitzvahs at a time. So the whole thing is a seidach halaisa say. So every sugya you're going to have is two. You know, shatnas and tzitzis. It's not sugya of shatnas, it's not sugya of tzitzis. The shatnas and tzitzis, they're a stira. Peyos and nazir is also a stira. Because the nazir is megalayach. At the end of his naziris, he shaves off all his hair. That's a stira to the laisa say of peyos. And Mimelo, we're going to be dealing on this avid briefly with the mitzvah of nazir and the mitzvah of peyos. Hope tomorrow everyone should be well. We'll have a regular time.